Rob?
Yeah.
Hey, how are you? Okay, great. So we started recording. Thank you so much for joining us today on iCulture Radio, and we're excited to be speaking with you. So I have a couple of questions for you for our listeners.
All right.
Tell the iCulture Radio listeners about the newest trends in technology that are on the horizon that they may be able to use either in their everyday lives or in business.
Ah, great, great question, Ursula. You know, there are so many things that are happening right now in technology, and things are changing more than ever. It really doesn't matter what where you fall in the scheme of society, whether you are a consumer, whether you are a business person, an entrepreneur, if you are in ministry, whatever it is that you're doing, an educator, whatever it is you're doing, there is a technology and various aspects and applications of the awesome technologies that are out there today that can benefit you. If I had to sum up, this is my opinion, just, you know, in doing this on a daily basis and being heavily involved in it, I would say some of the biggest trends right now definitely is mobile, mobile, mobile. Everything is going mobile. And I will expound more on that as well. But another one would be tablets. The transition from, as far as with books are concerned, from paper books to digital and from laptop and desktop devices to tablets. And also mobile video, which I guess would fall in the previous category of mobile video. So I think those would be some of the top two, if I had to summarize them, would be mobile and the rise of tablets. There's so much that can be said about that. There are some interesting stats now that are saying that the usage of the web on mobile devices will sometime in the future, and not too far off in the future, actually be overtaking that of desktop and laptops. Right now it's about 13%. You know, some statistics may vary according to where you get them from, but roughly about 13% of web traffic now is actually taking place on mobile devices, which has grown, I think, over 4% the last year. In some parts of the world, it's even as high as 60%, that being India. Statistics are showing us that 60% of web traffic is actually being conducted on mobile devices in India right now, which that's incredible. I can go on and on about everything going on with mobile right now. Cell phones. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. I was just agreeing with you. I know it's that dynamic that it's exciting, and you could get caught up in talking about it all day.
Yeah. Do you know how many cell phones there are on the planet?
No. How many?
Roughly around 6 billion, 5 to 6 billion. That means there's almost as much or more cell phones on this planet as there are people, which is insane if you think about it. And they say about 85% of the world's population actually has cell phones. So of course, you know, many people have more than one. But it's crazy. That's why you see. This is one of the other things I was going to talk about. That's why mobile is so important, because there used to be a time when having a website was a cool thing to do for your business or your organization or your ministry, almost like a luxury or an option. Which, of course, everyone knows that's no longer the case. If you don't have a website for your business or your ministry, you are living in the Stone Age. You're a dinosaur. You're way behind the times. And so everybody has websites now. But nowadays, having a website is the standard, is the norm, and having a mobile optimized website is what you have to have now. If you don't have that, you're going to be living in the Stone Age coming pretty soon. You may have seen your listeners and you out there listening to iCulture Radio. You've been on websites before on your iPhone or your Android phone, and some websites, albeit you can view the entire screen because it shrinks to fit your phone. But if you really want to look at something, you know, you got to pinch it out and zoom out and swipe back and forth on the page, and it's a bit of a pain. But some websites, when you go to them on your phone, you see a totally different viewing experience than you do on your computer, and that's because those websites are optimized for a mobile experience. The icons, the images, the menus, and the text are rearranged and resized for a mobile experience on that smaller screen. And so I would suggest and recommend that any of your listeners out there who have a website, please make sure that your website is mobile optimized. Pull out your smartphone, look at your website on your smartphone, and if it isn't totally rearranged for an optimal experience on a mobile screen, then you definitely need to get that taken care of, because more and more people are looking at the internet on their cell phones, especially if you are a local business owner. There is a tremendous amount of search for local businesses that happen on cell phones. Even a majority of search for local businesses happen on cell phones. Because if you think about it, people are riding around in their car where they're looking for somewhere to eat or looking for a place to get a particular product or whatever it is they're looking for. They're usually on the go, and when you're on the go, you're on your cell phone and you're searching for something. And there are statistics that say that if your site is not optimized for mobile, you can lose up to 2/3 of your traffic to a competitor's website that has a more mobile-optimized site. So it's a very important thing to do as well. And it's a big, there's a growing market of providers that actually provide the service of mobile-optimizing your website. And there are also a lot of do-it-yourself solutions to that as well. But I would urge all your listeners, if you got a website, make sure it's mobile-optimized. I don't care if you don't think you're that tech or whatever. Your customers are going to be requiring that mobile-optimized experience.
Right.
So that's one thing that I would say.
That's so key, Rob, especially for those aspiring entrepreneurs and, you know, getting startups and different things like that, especially if you have products and services that you want your local market to be able to locate you and find you. Because these days people are more technologically savvy, and they're researching long before they come into your store or, you know, stop. They're not just stopping by just because they see your sign out front. They're
mm-hmm.
they're going online. They're checking Facebook. They're asking their friends on their Facebook pages and Twitter posts, you know, can you recommend something? So I think it's very key what you're speaking about as well as far as having the mobile optimization. Now, as it relates to artists and professionals within the urban inspirational movement, how do you see them being able to utilize the mobile platform and having their websites mobile optimized in order to grow and expand their particular careers and ministries?
That's a great question, and it's exactly the same. YouTube, if you go on their website, not their main website where you watch the videos, but just a statistics website where they have where they record a lot of their stats, they record that 500 years of YouTube videos are viewed every day inside of Facebook. Now, grasp that for a minute.
Wow.
500 years. I don't have a calculator in front of me, but take 365 days a year, multiply that times 24 hours a day, times 60 minutes in an hour, all that times five for all your math whizzes out there, and it's an astronomical amount of video, not that's viewed just on YouTube, but that's viewed on that YouTube videos that are viewed on Facebook every day, 500 years of it. You mentioned social media, Facebook, Twitter earlier, and as mobile relates to artists, it's especially important that you get a good grip on your mobile strategy, because your audience are listening to music and watching videos on their phones more than ever. The mobile devices, phones and tablets are beginning to take more and more time away from televisions in the home. And so you definitely need to take advantage of the social, the virility and the social experience that can be integrated into your music or your film, that whatever it is that you do. There are a lot of, we consult our clients, and of course there's more time than we could go in on this phone interview that we're having here, but there are so many strategies that you can use. Of course you want to make sure that you have a Facebook page up, that you have a nice cover image on there that's branded for your brand and your audience. You want to make sure you have what's called some custom Facebook applications on your fan page, which are those square tabs underneath your big cover image to the right of the photos tab. You can put a lot of custom things in there. There are some do-it-yourself options. You can hire professionals or you know, companies like myself to do those things for you. You want to make sure you have share options. People are doing things. Hey, like our page to get a free download. You know, tweet. They talk about tweeting to pay now. you know, retweet this, get a free download. You definitely want to have your music or your videos on YouTube. Just basically make sure you're not dropping the ball anywhere between social media. And because the good thing about social, you know, it's already mobile optimized because people, you didn't build Facebook, you don't have to build Twitter or YouTube and optimize it for mobile. It's already optimized for mobile. So you want to make sure you're taking advantage of that. And, of course, your website being mobile optimized, as I shared earlier, for more traditional businesses, it's no different for an artist, a singer, a recording artist, or a filmmaker. Your website should be mobile optimized as well, and I think that could sum up that pretty well.
That's awesome, awesome. Great advice there. For the consumer, how do you see technology impacting their particular lives and improving the quality of their lives?
Well, Mash, I think we're already seeing that happening. We've been seeing that happen. You mentioned earlier in this conversation that people aren't just happening upon, you know, stores anymore. They take the time to look online and research what their options are before they pick which store they're going to be going to. A lot of the statistics show that upwards of 60 to 80% of people that do research on a particular business that they may visit on their mobile device actually take action and follow up immediately after getting the information on a mobile device. So as consumers, take the time to take advantage of the convenience of this information. I mean, I remember when I was younger, if you want a lot of information, you'd have to go, you know, to the library and look up encyclopedias, or you'd have to, you know, go ask people or call people on the phone and get recommendations of restaurants or stores or businesses or services. Now all you got to do is go on Facebook and, you know, and see what people are saying about a particular business. I mean, you have review sites like Yelp and Google Places is going to be huge. I mean, you guys probably already know about Google Places, but I mean, Google Places is really going to revolutionize, you know, business reviews, especially at a local level. As far as consumers, we have the world of information at our fingertips right now. We can voice our opinions. We can show support, especially as Christians. We can show support for the businesses that support our beliefs, our values, and our faith. And should we, you know, if we're so, you know, inclined, we can express otherwise of those who don't support our beliefs and our views. And, of course, it goes both ways. I mean, you see what happened with Chick-fil-A last year, and so many people came in support of the CEO's position that he took on that particular topic, and then immediately there was a backlash from the moral opposition or the opposing moral viewpoint, excuse me. So we have the ability to get information quick, fast, and to let our voice be heard and to hold businesses and brands accountable to their customer base. Hello?
Yes. Okay, that is great, Rob. Great information. You know, I recently ran across one of my coworkers who has a 17-year-old getting ready to go before Harvard for an interview. And one of the things she asked me for, she was like, how can I find a template for you utilizing a high school resume? And you know, I instantly thought, okay, go online and look for some templates. But talk about how, you know, regular everyday consumers can utilize the Internet to create a page for themselves that talks about their career aspirations, even as far as, you know, grade school, middle school, high school, especially if they, you know, have plans to go to Ivy League schools or apply for the big jobs. Talk about how these types of technology advances in technology can benefit just the average everyday person.
Oh, you know, that's pretty interesting. And you see with the rise of the interwovenness that the web has in our daily lives, you see personal branding taking more and more of a having more and more of a presence in everyone's lives. When you think of a brand, you think of McDonald's, Walmart, Target, Nike, Coke, you know, these big corporate brands. But a lot of individuals are branding themselves, just their name. There's even, you see that a lot within tech companies, where their employees' business cards will also have their personal brands on it. Basically, that's going to be their personal Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn pages like that. But you mentioned a high school student, college, especially people that are, you know, looking for jobs or they're college graduates or college students. But there's nothing to stop a high school student or a junior high student. Or, I mean, even a so inclined elementary age kid, and I don't say that jokingly, because I mean, you have elementary school age kids nowadays that, you know, are more technically inclined and savvy than people 20, 30 years their senior. But you can make a page, and I recommend it. You don't have to necessarily make a whole website for yourself, but you can make a page that tells a little bit about you, what your skills are, what your vision is, what your ambitions are, what your experience and background is. You can think of it as an online resume, but it's really a personal branding piece. It's your website. So your friend's daughter that was going to Harvard, of course, I don't know her. I don't know what her strengths are and what her skill set is and what her background is, but she could make a web page for herself online using any number of resources. I don't know any offhand as far as kind of do-it-yourself websites that where you put up your personal branding page, but of course I build websites, so I mean you could definitely build a web page for yourself. And there, if you don't know about coding and that kind of stuff, just Google, you know, build my personal website, and you'll probably find 1,000 things that will tell you how to do that. But your friend's daughter, she could put a page up that has a picture of herself, has, hey, my name is such and such, I'm whatever, 17, 18 years old, graduate from this school, put her accomplishments, achievements on there. And I would even recommend this: if your friend's daughter isn't necessarily artistically inclined, to find another friend of her that is, and let that friend help give that a look and a feel that's going to stand out. And I'll tell you what you can do. If you really want to see some interesting personal branding projects, Google creative resumes and see some of the things that people have made. I've seen people make resumes that are Google searches for themselves. So of course, they're not real Google searches, but they design their resume to look like a Google results page. I saw a resume of a guy that was a graphic designer, and he made his resume like a cheesy B movie horror movie poster. He was trying to break out of the rut of not being employed, and it was very, very creative. And you see these things a lot.
Yeah, and I think, you know, in this age of arts and performance and different modes of being able to influence, the sky's the limit. I know I recently heard about the guy that made his personal brand available on Amazon to be able to attract employers. So, you know, the creativity can be as unique as we individually are, and that's what I love about it. You know, Rob, I'm just so grateful to have you on with us today. How can our listeners get in touch with you if they want to engage you for some of the things that you talked about? Tell us how we can connect with you further to be able to do business with you.
Oh, awesome. Anybody can go to my website. Our website is 41styear.com. Of course, the company is 41st Year Media and Marketing. And people say, what does the 41st year mean? Well, that's just something that I came up with one day. You know, Moses was in the wilderness and children of Israel for 40 years. And I think a lot of people are in a wilderness when it comes to technology, trying to wander and find their way around it. So our company provides comprehensive online marketing solutions to small businesses and ministries. And so we kind of consider it, this is your, you know, come talk to us, give us a call. We give free consultations, and we'll help you get out of that 40 years of wilderness. So we're the 41st year, the year after the wilderness. We're 41st year media and marketing. You can find us online at 41styear.com. Now that's the number, 41st year.com, 41styear.com. You can also give us a call. Our number is 713. We are based out of Houston, but, you know, everything's local with cell phones nowadays. So just give us a call at 713-570-6933. That's 713-570-6933. And something else you can do which we didn't get to talk about much in this call. And if you give me a call, I can tell your listeners how they can take advantage of what's called SMS marketing. It's text message marketing. So if you also want to get in touch with me through that, you can text my name, of course, Rob, R-O-B. Text R-O-B to 71441. That's text R-O-B to the number 71441. You'll join our mobile group, and I'll be able to get in touch with you through there.
Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us about how technology impacts the urban-inspired, faith-driven consumer and professional. We look forward to hosting you again on the show and having you come back and just keep our listeners updated as to how they can stay tech-savvy. Thank you so much, Rob Taylor, 41styear.com. God bless you.
Thank you.